the seventh parak and to through the end of the Masechta deals with when somebody donates land in the land of Israel, a field, for example, to the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to divide up between two types of fields. One is the Stei Achuza. That is something that somebody has as inheritance from his family, dating all the way back to the time of Yeshua ben Nun when the land of Canaan was divided. And a Stei Mikna is a field that somebody purchases. It's net a Stei Achuza. We're going to deal in the first three Mishnayos with the Stei Achuza. And just a little bit background when it comes to the Stei Achuza. If somebody sells it to somebody else, it will return to him at the Yovel. So that is the effect of the Yovel, that people get back their Stei Achuza when they sold it, gave it to somebody else. However, if somebody's makdish it to the Beis HaMikdash and they don't podeh it by the time Yovel comes, they will lose that land. It will be divided up by the Kohanim. Now, this price to redeem that land, let's assume somebody donates it right after the Yovel year, it's going to be 50 shkalim for a field the size of a base court. That's 75,000 square amos. But thereafterward, if it's not during the first year after Yovel, but thereafterward, it's going to be a prorated amount. So it's 49 years and 50 shkalim total for the 49 years. So it's going to come out to be one shekel and a little per year. That's going to be the prorated amount. Mishnah Aleph starts out to tell us, Ein makdishim lifnei ha-yovel pachos mishtei shanim. We have an exception to this rule that you prorate throughout the time when you want to be poded that field from the base of Mikdash, that if it's in the last 2 years before the Yovel year, you're not going to just pay one shekel and a little for each year, but you're going to have to pay the full 50 shkalim amount. So this is an Eitzah Tov. It's not telling you you're not allowed to donate to Makdish your Stei Achuza to the Beis HaMikdash in those last 2 years, but it's a good Eitzah for you. Don't do it, because when you want to come and redeem it, you're going to have to redeem it for the full price, the 50 shkalim. Just an important point here, we see here that we do not round up to the full 2 years. If we round it up to the full 2 years, then we would be able to prorate it and just pay for each of the years. If you're within those 2 years, we don't round it up, and you're going to have to pay for the full 50 shkalim. On the other hand, v'lo goalim la'achar ha'yovel pachos mishana, if it is after the Yovel year, and somebody donated and wants to redeem the field, in this situation, we don't prorate the years. We're always going to go by a full year. So, for example, if somebody right after the Yovel, he waited half a year and wants to redeem his field, he's going to have to pay for that full year, all full 49 years for the 50 shkalim. So we see here that we do round up, because we're always going by the full years. So in the first clause, we said that we don't round up. And then the second clause here, we're saying that we do round up. So what's the difference here? So when it comes to the second clause, that throughout the Yovel up until the last 2 years, we do round up. You have to pay if you want to redeem for a full year. We're not going to prorate for a partial year. We don't prorate when it comes to Hekdesh. We go by full years. On the other hand, if it's for the benefit of Hekdesh, like during those last 2 years, if somebody wants to redeem, we are not going to round up to the full 2 years. We are going to keep it within those 2 years, and the person will have to redeem for the full 50 shkalim. Continuing, hamakdish et sadeu bishas hayovel. If someone is makdish his field at a time that we keep the yovel, that means the majority of Jews are in the land of Israel. No sin bezera chomer sorim chamishim shekel kasav. As we said before, you're going to have to redeem that field if it's at the beginning, right after yovel, or paraded thereafterward. But the full price is going to be 50 shkalim for the land that is zera chomer. That's the size of a land that is 75,000 square amos. Hayusham nekayim amukim asar tvachim. However, in that land, you come to redeem it, and we're measuring it, and there are ditches that are deeper than 10 tfachim. So it's full of water, you can't use it. Or if you have stones that jut out of the land, they're 10 tfachim high, you can't use that as well, you can't farm it. Ein nibdadin ima, we're not going to include those in the 75,000 square amas that you would have to pay the 50 shekel for. Those are going to be evaluated separately. You'll pay for those areas at actual price, and the rest of the field, we're going to use the 75,000. We're going to use the 50 shkalim for 75,000, excluding those areas. Pachos mikan, however, if it's less than 10 tfachim deep or not 10 tfachim high, those stones, nibdadin ima, it's going to be included in the 75,000 square amas that you would have to pay the full 50 shkalim volume 4. Hikdish, if somebody makdish his field and now he wants to redeem it, and it's time or shola shalim lifnei ayovel, it's 2, 3 or more. It doesn't matter how many years before the yovel, nosin selu punyon lashon, as we said before, we're going to prorate it, and it's going to be one sela and a punyon, which is a small amount for each and every year that is redeeming, that is remaining up until the yovel. Imamar hareini nosin davar shana b'shveshana, if the person says, I'm redeeming it, for example, 25 years before the yovel, let me just pay an annual installment, one shekel and a punyon for each year, that's not acceptable. Ain shomim lo, we don't listen. Elanosin is kulo kachar, he has to pay the full amount that is left of the 50 shkolin, the prorated amount, in order to redeem that field. Otherwise, he's not going to be able to redeem it. Mishnah Beis, Echad Habalim Vechad Kol Adam. It can be either the owner of that field that donated, that steachuzah to the Beis of Mikdash, or it can be anyone else. Either of them can redeem it for 50 shkolin per base core. Ma Bein Balin Lebein Adam. So what's the difference if it's the Baal, the previous owner, the owner who donated it, and somebody else? Elisha Balim Nosim Chomesh. When the Baal wants to redeem it, he has to add a Chomesh. V'chol Adam Eino Nosin Chomesh. And anyone else is not going to add a Chomesh. Mishnah Gimel Hikdisha. What happens if the person did donate it? And we said before, if you have a steachuza, if you donate it to the base of Mikdash and you don't poda it before Yovel, comes Yovel, that field, if it's a steachuza, is going to be divided up between the Kohanim. However, Hikdisha, three halachas now, and then we'll get to a fourth. Hikdisha Ugeala, if the person was Makdish, that's steachuza, and he did redeem it before Yovel, so Yovel comes, it's now in his possession again. Eino yatzu miyadu biYovel. He doesn't lose it at Yovel to the Kohanim. He keeps it because he redeemed it before Yovel. Similarly, halacha number two, Ge'ala b'no, if before the Yovel happened, it wasn't him that redeemed it, but his son did, Yotze lavi biYovel, that is going to revert to his father, come the Yovel, the father's not going to lose it because the son redeemed it. Halacha number three, Ge'ala acher o echa mina krovim u ge'ala miyado. How about if a third party redeemed it from the Hekdesh before Yovel happened, or a different relative, not his son, and then the person who it's field, he donated it to the Beis HaMikdash, he came and redeemed it from that person, but before the Yovel hit, ene yotze miyado biYovel, because he is the ultimate owner before Yovel, he got it back before Yovel, he is not going to lose it when he comes to Yovel. Now, an additional halacha, we said that when Yovel hits, then, and if somebody did not be poded back, the field that he donated, it's going to be divided up by the Kohanim. How about if it's a Kohen himself that redeemed that field before Yovel? Ga'ala echad mi'akoni v'harehi tachas yado. If one of the Kohanim came, redeemed that field during the Yovel, and comes Yovel, it's still owned by the Kohen. In other words, the person who owned that field originally, he didn't buy it from the Kohen back. Lo yomar, this Kohen cannot come and say, hoy ovi hiyotza l'kohani b'yovel v'harei tachas yadi harei shili, because now it's Yovel anymore, it's going to be divided up by the Kohanim. I own this field right now, let me keep it, it's not going to be divided up by the Kohanim. That's not the case. Now, el yotza l'chol echa b'kohanim, comes Yovel, he doesn't get to keep it, it is divided up by the Kohanim because the original owner did not redeem it. Mishnah Dalit is going to discuss a similar situation, but what if nobody redeemed it before Yovel? Before, we were talking about if somebody redeemed it before Yovel, somebody donated it and he redeemed it, or the son redeemed it, or something, but somebody redeemed it. Now we're talking about if nobody redeemed it, comes Yovel, what happens? Mishnah Dalit, we're going to have a 3-may machlokas. Igiya Yovel, lo nigalak. Yovel came and no one redeemed it. Opinion number one, hakohanim nichnasin letocha v'nosnim estameh, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Just similar to the prior Mishnah, that because no one redeemed it, the Kohanim are going to get it. It's going to be divided by the Kohanim, but they do have to pay the 50 shkalim, but they will be able to keep it forever. It becomes theirs permanently. Opinion number one. Opinion number two, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Nichnasin aval lo nasi. They get it. Rabbi Shimon agrees the Kohanim get it because no one redeemed it. It didn't revert. The owner didn't redeem it back. However, they don't even have to pay for it. The Kohanim get it. And opinion number three, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, lo nichnasim v'lo nosnim. Rabbi Eliezer is of the view that the Kohanim only get that field if a third party redeemed the field and the owner never got it back. In that situation comes Yovel, the Kohanim, it's divided up. But if no one even redeemed that field that was donated to the Beis HaMikdash, lo nichnasim, they cannot take possession, v'lo nosnim, and they can't pay for it. It's not theirs at all. What is it? What happens with it? Comes Yovel, alanikres, retushim. It's called an abandoned field. And you have to wait until somebody actually redeems it from the Yovel, ata Yovel Hasheni. And you're going to wait until the second Yovel. And at that point, it is going to be divided up by the Kohanim. What happens if it comes the second Yovel? We're waiting. Somebody donated that field to the first base of Mikdash. No one redeems it. Second Yovel comes. No one redeems it. No one redeemed it. It keeps on going. Nikres Ritushi Ritushim. It's a double abandoned field. Adi Yovel Ashlishi. You're going to wait until the third Yovel. This continues forever. If somebody doesn't redeem it, then it just sits there vacant. The Kohanim do not take it. Lolam in the Kohanim nichnasin latochat shigaleno achar. The Kohanim do not have access to it. They do not receive it until somebody redeems it. Once somebody redeems it, then you wait until the next Yovel. And at that point, it's divided up by the Kohanim. Just a little bit background before we get into Mishnah. Hey, we are going to be talking about the other type of field as well. This stay mikneh. And there are three major nafkaminas between the stei achuz and the stei mikneh. We have touched on, we'll gone through one and two and a little bit number three as well, and we'll just spell them out now before going through the Mishnah. Number one difference between a stei achuz and a stei mikneh, if somebody is coming to be poded. When somebody comes to be poded, he donated to the base of mikdash and he wants to redeem it. If it's a stei achuz, there's the set fee, 50 shkalim for a base core. When it comes to a stei mikneh, somebody donated a stei mikneh to the base of mikdash, wants to redeem it. During the Yovel period, he pays actual value, not a set fee. Nafkamina number two is, does the person who donated the Makdish, does he have to add a chomesh if he redeems it? If it's stei achuza, he has to add a fifth. If it's a stei mikneh, he doesn't have to add a fifth. And the next difference between them is, when it comes to the Yovel, when it comes to a stei achuza, if the person who donated it did not redeem it before the Yovel, it's divided up by the Kohanim, as we have discussed. On the other hand, if it's a stei mikneh, and it was donated by the owner of that stei mikneh, and comes the Yovel, it returns to the original owner of that field, not the person who donated it. It's not his original field. He bought it from somebody who it was that other person's stei achuza, the owner of that, the purchaser of that stei mikneh. He donated it to the base of Mikdash. Comes Yovel, it's not going to go to the Kohanim. It's going to revert to the original owners of that field. Mishnah Hey says as follows. Sometimes it's going to be difficult to classify if something is a stei achuz or stei mikneh, and it is important how it's classified, because we have those three nafkaminas between the stei achuz and stei mikneh. Mishnah Hey says as follows. Halo koyach sta demav. If we have someone, a son, and he purchases a field from his father, so now the son has in his possession a stei mikneh. It's not his stei achuza. The father is still alive. Meis avi, but the father passed away. So now it becomes a stei achuza in his hands. Ve'achar kach, step number three. Hikdisha, he was makdisha to the base of mikdash. Is that a stei mikneh because he originally bought it, or is it a stei achuza? We go by when he donated it to the base of mikdash. When he donated the base of mikdash, it was always already his field because his father passed away before the donation. Harehi stei achuza. That is considered a stei achuza and has all three nafkaminas, like it's being a stei achuza. On the other hand, if we change the order, and the order is as follows, he purchased the field from his father, and thereafterward, he donated it while it's still a stein mikneh by him. In other words, he donated it before the father passed away. V'acharkach meis aviv, step number three, the father passed away. In this situation, harei ki stein mikneh, divrei Rabbi Meir, this is a stein mikneh because we look at it when he gave the donation to the base of mikdash, and when he gave the donation to the base of mikdash, it was a stein mikneh, the father was still alive, it wasn't a stein achuza yet. That is the opinion of Rabbi Meir, but Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Meir, they disagree. Kistei achuza, even though when he donated it was, we think, a stei mikneh, but they are of the view that if it's a stei mikneh is donated by somebody who it could be a stei achuza by him, it's like a son, he will receive that as a Yerusha. Accordingly, we treat it as a stei achuza already. Shedemar. Based on a pasuk, he may stay mikneh. So asher lo mistei achuza. So the drasha is, if somebody donates a stei mikneh, that cannot potentially even be a stei achuza. However, sadesh ein ruya lios stei achuza, we're talking about a stei mikneh, is when it cannot be a stei achuza. We're coming to exclude yotzeh zo she ruya lios stei achuza. We're coming to exclude a field that can be a stei achuza. It's the son that has it in his possession, and even though it was a stei mikneh when he donated it to the base of mikdash, because he's the son, we look at it as a stei achuza because it's a potential stei achuza, and accordingly we treat it as a stei achuza with the three nafkaminas. Continuing, stei mikneh and a yotzeh. When it comes to the stei mikneh, as we said as before, that one of the nafkaminas is, if you have a stei mikneh, it does not get divided up by the Kohanim when it comes to the Yovel, if it's still in the possession of the base of mikdash, because the stei mikneh is not donated to Makdisht, to the Beis HaMikdash, by the official real owner of that field, but the person who purchased it from the real owner, and accordingly, if he's Makdisht to the Beis HaMikdash, it will revert not to the Kohanim, because this person who donated it, it's not his field. He has a right to own it until the Yovel, but not there afterwards. So he can't be Makdisht something permanently. Comes the Yovel with a Svei Mikdash, it's going to revert back to the original owners. Kohanim Levim Makdishim Lolam, Kohanim Levim, they can even Makdish a field during the Yovel. That contrasts with the Yisrael who can only Makdish during a non-Yovel year. But Kohanim Levim can Makdish even during the Yovel year. And in addition, another difference, the Goalim Leolam and the Kohen and Levi, they can redeem it from the Beis HaMikdash forever. If they had a field in Estei Achuz and they donated it to the Beis HaMikdash, they can redeem it Bein Lifnei HaYovel, Bein La'achar HaYovel, before the Yovel, after the Yovel, it doesn't matter. They'll always get that field back. In contrast to Yisrael, that was Makdish, that field, he only, Estei Achuz, he can only redeem it up until the Yovel. Comes Yovel, he can now no longer redeem it, and it's divided up by the Kohanim.